Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Tyson Foods wants to get to the bottom of allegations some of their managers privately wagered on the number of employees who'd become infected with COVID-19 in the early stages of the pandemic. In a statement, Tyson Foods president and CEO Dean Banks says, "We have suspended, without pay, the individuals allegedly involved and have retained a law firm to conduct an independent investigation. If these claims are confirmed, we'll take all measures necessary to root out and remove this disturbing behavior from our company." The allegations were made in a wrongful death suit tied to infections at Tyson's Waterloo, Iowa, pork processing plant. U.S. fresh raspberries, grapefruit, and sweet potatoes are among U.S. ag products hit with 25% retaliatory tariffs by the European Union. According to thepacker.com, the tariffs of nearly $4 billion were approved by the WTO and relate to a long-running dispute over civil aviation subsidies. U.S. tariffs on EU products are related to a WTO case against Airbus. U.S. farm products make up over 60% of EU tariffs. Trust in American farmers has increased during the pandemic, according to an American Farm Bureau Federation survey. The nationwide survey showed nearly 9 in 10 respondents trust farmers, up 4% from last year. The survey also gauged Americans' attitudes about agricultural sustainability practices and found nearly 60% rate them positive. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.